Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the world of technology, breaking down complex topics into bite-sized pieces. I'm Alex, your guide on this tech odyssey.
And I'm Jamie, your curious companion on this journey, ready to ask all the questions you're thinking, so you don't have to. How's it going, Alex?
It's going great, Jamie. Ready to unravel the mysteries of API gateway patterns today?
Oh, absolutely. I've heard the term API gateway thrown around a lot, but what does it really do? Are we talking about a physical gate here, or is it more like the pearly gates to the cloud?
Not quite pearly gates, Jamie, but you're not too far off with the cloud analogy. An API gateway acts as the front door for all the requests coming into your microservices architecture. Imagine it as a bouncer at a club, deciding who gets in and who doesn't, and making sure the music or data flows seamlessly to keep the party or application going.
Ah, got it. So it's like the ultimate traffic cop for data. But why do we need one? Can't services just talk to each other without this bouncer?
Great question. They can, but as systems grow, that approach becomes chaotic. Imagine having to know the location, version, and authentication method for each service. It's a recipe for disaster. The API gateway simplifies this by being the single entry point, handling things like routing, security, and even transforming the data as needed.
That makes sense. So it's about keeping things orderly and secure. But you mentioned patterns. Are there different ways to set up these gateways?
Exactly. There are a few common patterns, each with its own use case. First, there's the single gateway, or edge gateway, ideal for smaller systems where everything goes through one gateway, simplifying management but risking a bottleneck.
Bottleneck sounds bad, like when my internet slows down because everyone's streaming at home?
Precisely. That's why for larger systems, there's the gateway per service pattern, where each microservice has its own gateway. It gives teams more control, but can be a bit like herding cats.
Cats with their own doorways. I can see how that gets complicated. Any other patterns?
The last major one is the backend for frontend BF pattern, where you create specific gateways for different types of clients, like web, mobile, or IoT devices. It's like having a VIP entrance for each type of guest at our party.
VIP treatment, I like that, makes me think of customizing the experience for each visitor. But how do you decide which pattern to use?
It boils down to your system's needs. How scalable does it need to be? How diverse are your clients? And how is your team structured? There's no one-size-fits-all answer, but generally, smaller, unified client-based systems might go with a single gateway, while complex, diverse systems might opt for BFF or gateway per service.
Got it. So it's all about matching the pattern to your party size and type. But I've got to ask, what about security? Is the gateway enough to keep the bad actors out?
Good point. Security is crucial. The API gateway can enforce authentication, authorization, rate limiting, and even data sanitization. Think of it as the bouncer checking IDs and making sure no one's sneaking in through the back.
Sounds like a tough job for the gateway, but I assume it's not just about keeping things secure. Performance must be important too?
Absolutely. While gateways can introduce an extra hop in the network, they can be tuned for performance, like caching responses to reduce load on your services and using asynchronous I/O to handle thousands of requests efficiently. And if one gateway becomes a bottleneck, you can scale out by adding more.
More gateways, more bouncers. I'm starting to picture it. But this all sounds pretty technical to set up. Is it something you need a lot of coding for?
It can be, but there are tools like Kong, Nginx, and AWS API Gateway that make it much easier to implement these patterns without starting from scratch. Plus, they come with built-in features for security, observability, and performance tuning.
Nice. So you can pick the tool that best fits your party needs. This has been a fascinating dive into API gateways. I feel like I've just been given the keys to the kingdom, or should I say, the gateway to the cloud.
Exactly, Jamie. Whether you're managing a small gathering or a grand festival of microservices, the right API gateway pattern can make all the difference.
Thanks, Alex, for guiding us through the world of API gateways. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast for more tech deep dives.
And if you've got questions or topics you'd like us to cover, drop us a line. Until next time, keep your tech game strong and your API gateways stronger.